I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and we're talking about animal control. Right now, are we having issues with animal control in our community?
Yeah, we've seen an uptick this year and last year in our calls for service for animals, and that's anything from dog bites to barking dogs, dogs at large, and I'll tell you, we took around 500 calls last year just on animal complaints. And so when we're dealing with criminal violations and traffic issues and everything else, it really puts a burden on our police officers to, and our dispatchers really, on taking those calls.
Simply, what are the rules as far as dogs? What do we have to do with our pet?
Yeah, so there's several ordinances that have to do with animals. And so one of the main things that we see is keeping the animal confined or to a leash law. You know, once it's off, that's probably our biggest problem, because from that stems dogs at large. They really bother neighbors lately and the elderly. We've had several dog bites, I believe 11 this first quarter of the year already. So there's just so many things that come because of animals, and they are. I'm an animal lover, but sometimes if you don't abide by those ordinances, you know, we're here to enforce the law, and we have to. And so another one of those is kind of the barking dog. You know, be respectful of your neighbors. Be respectful when your dog's barking. You know, I've had this myself. My dog will be out and sniff something or hear something, and I'm like, oh, I think it's time to go wrangle him in and stop that, because I have to be respectful of my neighbor.
When one dog barks, usually the others start.
That's true.
Controlling your animals, that goes back to the keeping them properly confined, leash laws, etc. Also the barking. Are there other ways that we need to control the animals?
You know, just if you do have a pen, you know, your animal's in a confined space, make sure you have shelter from the elements, you know, from the rain and even the heat. You got to remember, it's going to start getting warmer here in the near future. And we have to keep that stuff in mind. You know, water for your pets, food for your pets. We look at all of that, and that's the stuff that we get called on the most. And we will enforce that law. And sometimes it requires us taking your animals. And, you know, we work really close with Leslie and animal control. You know, we're trying to get away from doing all the calls, because it's a burden on our staff. But we're more than 100% partnering with Leslie and animal control and the animal shelter, because we have to have that that partnership with her.
You talked about one of the problems being dog bites. How much of a problem is that?
So right now, you know, last year I believe we took around 30 dog bites all year. And this year so far we've had 11. That's too many, you know, for something that we can partner with our community and inform them. And, you know, we have to go to every call and we try to give warnings. But when the dog's at large, there's a reason there's an ordinance in place for that. And that's to prevent these dog bites, you know, whether it's a young kid, whether it's an adult or an elderly person. You know, there's reasons we have those in place, and it's to prevent that injury or possibly death from happening. So, if you look at the numbers, first quarter we're at 11, so we're halfway to what we took last year. And, you know, I honestly think sometimes it's just responsible versus irresponsible dog owners, you know, and I guess that's why we're here, is to work with Leslie and enforce that law.
What is the process when you guys investigate a dog bite and you can identify the dog?
Yeah, so one of the first things, you know, we call Leslie because we're not the professionals when it comes to animals. We're just there to enforce the law. So we seek her guidance and wisdom on the verification of the pet. You know, we want to do is quarantine that pet at the police department prefers the animal shelter. So we have some sort of standards in which we know that it's being done. In certain cases, when the shelter's full, or, you know, there's other cases, sometimes Leslie will work with the pet owner and quarantine it at home. But again, there's no standards. The accountability is not there. And then once we do that, we'll do the report. If there's charges, we'll send them to the prosecutor. But at the end of every report when it comes to a dog bite, that is sent to the health center, and we work closely with them to. They as well help us monitor that quarantine time. It's a 10-day quarantine time for that pet. We also, during that time, verify whether it's licensed through the city of Chillicothe and has its vaccinations. And all that's important, you know, when it comes to the medical process in which the outcome of the dog bite.
Vicious dogs. This kind of leads into the dog bites, but also there are other areas of the vicious dog ordinance that need to be addressed as well.
There are. You know, right now we have a semi-vicious dog ordinance in place, and we have utilized that vicious dog ordinance. But I think, you know, the city, they're listening to their citizens. They have a tough decision to make when it comes to this new ordinance. And I think when we pull stats, I think we need to rely heavily on stats, heavily on the citizens. Move forward, and I have full trust in our council to make the right decision for our community.
Right now, there is a dog breed limitation in town. Whether we agree with it or not, it is in place. Part of that proposed ordinance is to eliminate that. Is that an issue for your department?
I don't know that we'll say it's an issue. It's just something we got to be very mindful about when it comes to controlling our animals. And so right now, 11 pet owners are showing us that they're not being responsible with those animals, no matter what the breed is. And so we just got to, is it going to put more work on our department? I don't know. I don't know at this time. I hope not. But we just have to line some of those issues out, and we'll, you know, we're an adaptive department. We will adapt and overcome to what we're dealing with, but you know, I think while we're talking about the vicious dog ordinance, I think we got to line out who's going to do the paperwork and who's going to send the letters and who's going to do the checkups on those animals. And so, breed, you know, at this time doesn't matter. We're gonna help the animal shelter. We're gonna help Leslie on anything we can, and we work close with her. And we're gonna heavily rely on her for wisdom through this process, I think.
If people have questions about the animal ordinances in town or controlling your animals, who should they talk to?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, you should go to your council person. They're seeking the wisdom on this and the what your feelings are on this topic. And I trust our council. They make great decisions every time we meet. So I would definitely discuss that with them, and they're going to use that. They seek every meeting. I watch them seek out public input. And that's so, to me, that's so respective of how honorable our council is.
That is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.